AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. No vote today on the president's social spending package and a related infrastructure bill, even though it had been expected. Some moderates in Congress wanted to see an official cost analysis. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the back and forth in trying to pass these bills.
Welcome to my world. This is the Democratic Party. It is, well, Roger said it very well, wherever he is.
Right there. Right.
And it is a party whose vitality and diversity.
President Biden is upbeat about today's jobs report, which showed companies boosting hiring.
Our economy is on the move. This morning, we learned that in October, our economy created 531,000 jobs.
The unemployment rate has fallen to 4.6%. Stocks gained today with the Dow up 203 points. Former Secretary of State and Joint Chiefs Chairman Colin Powell was laid to rest today. His predecessor, Madeleine Albright, says his skill was just part of it.
Beneath that glossy exterior of warrior statesman was one of the gentlest and most decent people any of us will ever meet.
Many Powell family memories were shared during the nationally broadcast ceremony. In Georgia, testimony's underway in the trial of the three white men charged with killing black jogger Ahmaud Arbery. Prosecutor Linda Dunikoski says that he was hunted down by a father and son who felt he didn't belong in the neighborhood.
He's being driven forward by Mr. Bryan in his pickup truck. He's running away from this pickup truck that's already tried to hit him four times.
The defense says
reasonably believes he is justified in firing his weapon.
More from the NFL's Aaron Rodgers on his COVID illness. The quarterback now says that he sought alternative treatments instead of a vaccination because he says he's allergic. This is AP News. If you're making Sunday plans, don't forget about the time change.
If you don't like falling back and springing forward, you are not alone. According to a poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, only 25% of Americans say they prefer to switch back and forth between standard and daylight saving time. While 43% of Americans say they'd like to stay on standard time, 32% were in favor of daylight saving time for the entire year. With the clock change Sunday, it will be lighter earlier in the morning, but will get darker earlier also. I'm Shelley Adler.
NASCAR has denounced any ties to the Let's Go Brandon political cry being used as an insult against President Biden. NASCAR's chief, Steve Phelps, says they'll pursue legal action against anyone who uses NASCAR merchandise to repeat the phrase. Jackie Quinn, AP News.